I am Madison Timmons.
I'm Chris Soucy.
And we're paranormal specialists who live in the most haunted city on Earth, Savannah, Georgia. Every day is Halloween in our line of work, so join us as we spin true tales of haunts, murders, and disturbing Savannah history. I'm Madison.
I'm Chris.
And welcome to the most haunted city on Earth. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of The Most Haunted City on Earth. My name is Madison Timmons.
And I'm Chris Soucy.
And JT's over there behind the camera.
Yep, that's me. I'm going hard right now.
Yeah, JT is on the one-way train to Struggle Bus Central. Yeah, he has been up for a long time setting up this unique display, if you will. If you're watching this on YouTube, you're wondering, why are you sitting on a Victorian couch? Well, there's reasonings for that. Today, when we're filming this, not this particular episode, but the next episode we're going to be filming today is going to be with the Ghost Brothers. That's going to be Tuesday's episode. So there are three of them. And typically, there are only three of us. So, you know, when you double, you got to double your size of set. So we had to create our own little set in a different area of the theater. So with that, that is why we have a little change of scenery today. It's always good to keep you on your toes, but it has been very, very challenging on JT, technically. So, make sure to comment below how great everything looks to make him feel all warm and fuzzy, because he worked very hard for this. But anywho.
Alex wants to know if the couch is haunted.
Yes.
Yes.
Most of the most of the furniture in here is haunted. The couch that the Ghost Brothers are going to be sitting on is not haunted. That used to be in my house, and it was not.
Well, that makes it haunted. Come on. Let's face it. Your ghosts need a place to sit.
They need a place to sit. Yeah. No, most of the furniture in here has something attached to it. Lots and lots of weird things have been seen sitting in the various furniture of this theater. So, to answer your question, yes.
Yes.
Speaking of seeing ghosts, today's episode is going to be a new segment called Ghosts Caught on Camera.
Yes. Yes, basically, Ghost Brothers hit me up, said that they were going to be a tad late. We already had a surprise episode ready for the Parajunkies, and we were like, let's just, it was going to be after the Ghost Brothers, so we figured let's just go ahead and switch them, and we'll do the Ghost Brothers episode as the second one, and we'll do this one as the first one.
Exactly. So basically, we have gathered some photos that people have captured of spirits, or at least what they believe to be a spirit or some type of apparition, and we are going to talk about them. We're going to see what we see in the photos, discuss that. We'll insert the photo so you can also see it and discuss yourselves. Be kind to the people who took these photos. Remember, with this segment, we are not here to disregard anybody's experiences. So be nice. Internet, I know that can be very challenging
it's
sometimes.
It's very difficult. I know.
But yes. With
our
that, though.
Nice. And then we're going to be descriptive on Spotify, and we'll post the photos. We'll post the photos somewhere. And I'll include that in the description on Spotify, so y'all can see them. Or you can just go see them on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I can probably put the time stamp for each photo.
So, right.
Yeah, that's probably what we'll do.
Also, before we get into it, I do want to say thank you to some new Para Junkies. We want to thank Tracy Totten, Whitney Elaine, Casey Perez, and Caitlin Whalen. Thank you so much for becoming Para Junkies.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome to the Junkie fam.
A lot of it just doesn't sound right, does it?
Well, you know that they named their group chat Para Junkies Anonymous, right?
Which is brilliant, by the way. Yes,
yes.
Absolutely.
So,
I think without the para.
Shout out to Chris.
Yeah.
Shout out to Chris Keen.
Yeah. Yes, he came up with that one.
I'm just saying that maybe we should always have the para before junkies.
No, the junkie fam.
Okay.
You know that ghost heroin.
It's true.
But anywho.
Gotta get it.
Continuing forward, let's start out with some photos. Now, JT, do you want to discuss like where we're gathering these
where
photos?
Where we're farming these from?
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, I found a really, really cool Facebook page where people post their ghost photos, and it's really, really dope. And what I've been doing is I've been looking at, you know, they post like a ton a day, and I've just been, you know, friendly messaging the posters of the photos that pique my interest, that I think that would match the podcast, and that would pique Madison and Chris's interest, and be something they want to talk about. So I've been messaging them, getting their permission, and so all the photos that you'll see on this episode and future episodes all are from people who have given us permission to show them, and we're going to discuss them. We're going to talk about what we might be seeing in the photo, but yeah, so that's basically it. It's like kind of like a new segment, and we're going to do it. I want to say, you know, pretty often, because
yeah.
I think it's a really,
never
I think you guys are going to really enjoy it
too.
Right.
I have not seen these at all.
Yeah, yeah. No one's
seen
them.
We have not seen
except for
them,
obviously.
Yeah, JT's seen the photos, obviously, but we have not. So let's start out with our first photo.
Yes, let's do it. So, Madison, go ahead and open it up on the iPad. Madison and Chris will be looking at it on the iPad, and the Parajunkies watching the live stream will be able to see it on my computer. And then people on YouTube will be able to see it full screen on YouTube.
The cemetery.
So give me one second. Let me go ahead and pull it on up.
Yeah.
I think it's that.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right. So we got our first photo, and this comes from Trisha Frame. And I'm gonna go ahead and cut to it. So that is the photo, y'all. Trisha said, I took this picture about 8 years ago. My daughter and her friend wanted to go to the cemetery at midnight, so I took them, and I thought it would be neat to take random pics as they walked around.
Later
that night, I went back to look through the pics. There was no one else there with us. It was just me and two 13-year-old girls. This creeped me out. My husband tried to enhance the picture. I'll add it in the comments. Zoom in on the face.
We immediately saw the face. Yeah.
Well, even stranger is at first blush, it does just look like someone standing there, and even it's weird because it kind of looks like my friend Skylar Kelly.
Oh,
you know Skylar? You know Skylar?
Yes.
Look at it. Tell me that doesn't look like Skylar Kelly just standing out in
I mean,
the
I
cemetery.
Saw an alien at first, so and I don't think Skylar personally looks like an alien, but maybe that's just me. Just so weird. It's so weird because it looks like you know those classic like alien big bulbous brains.
I see
with,
what
like,
you're saying.
Yeah.
No, I was taking on into account that it was a neck, a head. He's wearing a black jacket. He's got a t-shirt on. He's got his hands out by his side. He's wearing jeans.
That's very creepy, Trisha. And honestly, and it
do
might.
Do we have
be...
the enhanced version on the iPad? It doesn't look like we do.
It does not look like it, but still very creepy nonetheless. Not surprising that if you're just taking random photos in a cemetery, that you're going to catch something a lot of times.
Oh, absolutely. And what's interesting about it is I would not have deemed it a ghost. I would have just said there's somebody standing there. You know, what you caught was... Because, you know, flashes only do so much, depending on what kind of camera you're using. It just looks like somebody just right outside of the range of the light, and you caught him. But he's close enough to where if there was somebody there, you would know.
Right.
You would know that there was someone standing that close to you. So it is an interesting look.
Well, and I mean, the thing is it doesn't matter how dark it is outside. If somebody is near you, you feel the energy of that person. Like,
right. You know you're not alone.
Right. We're very privy to sensing things like that, whether you're sensitive to spirits or not, just in nature.
Alex said it's totally a person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It honestly reminded me of the town that dreaded sundown. like the guy with the mask on, or maybe the strangers. It also looks like he's doing I don't know what it's called, like the Jesus thing.
Oh, like he's standing with his palms out?
Palms out.
And yeah, he's definitely standing akimbo.
He looks kind of crucified.
That sounds too low for crucifixion.
I wouldn't say crucified necessarily. Yeah. Because crucified usually denotes when you see an apparition. First off, this doesn't give me the vibe that it would be an apparition that would be mocking God or anything like that. This seems more like a more just... Yeah, that's definitely... Oh, I see what you're saying now, that it looks like Skylar. It does look like Skylar.
It's a neck and head. Like, if you look at it and you think that you're looking at a mouth where the shadow of the neck is, where the shadow of the head is, because it looks like you're like, oh, scary skull. But then you're like, no, his head is tilted. He's like, which also means it could be a hanging victim.
Ooh, yeah, no, that's... well, and it's interesting because it's such a full-bodied apparition.
It is a very full-bodied apparition, absolutely. It just seems like a person standing there, absolutely.
You know, and a lot of times, the best way I can explain why it's exciting when you see these types of full-bodied apparitions is I like to explain that when you first become a spirit, you're... almost like you get a gas tank of energy,
right?
You know, and you start out on full, and the more you do like these large exertions of energy, like creating a full bodied apparition, or
now I'm seeing why I saw a more clear person. Hold it away from you and then tilt it that way, okay? Mm-hmm. So like hold it to your left and then tilt the whole screen towards the left. And it becomes a much more clear, because I'm looking at the picture from an angle, and it just looks like a person with their head tilted a little. I can very clearly see, it looks like a jacket is open, allowing us to see like a t-shirt underneath.
And
also, it looks like his left leg is vanishing.
Yes. Or it could be amputated.
And that he doesn't have a foot either. You know, like which I always say, if you see an apparition, a full body apparition, look to the feet, because oftentimes they're using so much energy to present, as Madison was saying, to seem more solid, that they don't even think about their feet. They're thinking about the features that people identify them by.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
it's creepy.
It is. No, it's super creepy and very interesting, because you don't usually see spirits creating those types of full body, very solid types of apparitions, because that ticks down their gas tank.
It's a lot of energy.
Really far, and there are no ghostly gas stations. There are none. And so, you know.
Except us.
Except for us.
That's why they come.
Yeah, exactly.
To fill up the tank.
So mm-hmm. You think it could be vanishing? Because I immediately thought that it was kind of like doing that ballet thing, like a plie.
A plie. Like a plie.
Sure. It looks low-key kind of plie. And so I'm just like, that's what I was thinking.
That's true. It could be in fifth position. Right.
but to be honest, now that you're saying it, maybe it is just one of those vanishing ghosts that we talk about so much on the podcast.
Well, what it could have been is that it was standing there, and when she took that photo, it was in the process. It just caught that blip of the moment before it vanished.
Or as he was appearing.
Exactly. That is also very true. But still very, very intriguing. And it makes me wonder, it looked like it was probably taken on like a digital camera of sorts. It didn't seem like it was taken on a phone, which honestly, bring back the digital cameras for ghost hunting.
Oh,
I swear, they caught so many good photos.
For sure.
Although burst mode on iPhone has been amazing for ghost hunting as well.
Terrible for your memory.
Terrible, but...
But good for ghost hunts.
Yes. And usually if you're wanting to have the best shot at catching a spirit, use the burst mode if you have it. Just because of the fact that it catches so many quick little moments that you might not be able to do by just hitting your thumb on the camera button continuously.
All right.
Yeah.
So just to let you all know, if y'all want to join this Facebook group, it's called Ghost Caught on Camera. It's... heavily moderated, and the admins seem really, really friendly. So they don't let any like garbage in, I guess, where it would be like, you know, people posting it like super fakes or anything like that. So y'all should go and join. It's definitely catching heat in the last couple of weeks. But so this next one is It is most likely the most frightening. Hold on, don't go to it yet. Don't go to it yet. I want to read you the. I want to read it to you first, and then I want you to switch over to it.
Okay.
And I'm going to do the same for the Parajunkies in the live stream. All right. So, my sister and I stayed overnight at the Limp Mansion.
In
St. Louis in 2020. About a week after we stayed there, her granddaughter asked who the man was in our picture. We had no clue. We captured a ghost until she pointed it out to us. We were the only ones on the third floor and just took a selfie like we always do. Now, y'all, before I switch over and before you switch over, this is one of the most, in my opinion, obvious and realistic photos of a ghost. Okay? It's insane. All right. And okay. Go for it.
Ah! Oh, God.
So tell the...
Are we talking about that, like, little face on the side?
Yes. Go ahead and switch over. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and switch over one more time, and you'll see a zoomed-in photo. I have a zoomed-in photo there, too. So, yeah.
Yeah.
The thing that looks like Jigsaw?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It looks like an older man. Kind of watching... That's interesting. I mean, it's got cheekbones, nose...
Mm-hmm.
And the Limp Mansion is an incredibly haunted place, like insane. We should definitely put that on our list of want to go places. Absolutely.
Yeah. So in the close up, if you see the pixelation is all the same there. With the rest of the photo, meaning that was in the photo. Now, the only thing that I could think is maybe it's a sculpture or something like that.
But surely they would remember that there was a sculpture.
That looks like Jigsaw.
Yeah. So go ahead and tell the people listening what we're seeing here.
Well, basically.
So let's start with the fact that these are two mirrors facing each other. So what we have is two women taking a selfie in an infinity mirror. So you definitely have an image where you can see the mirrors going off into the distance. That's an important detail. When mirrors face each other, they say that you know, is almost a guaranteed portal. Mm-hmm. Lots of supernatural activity happen when you put two mirrors together. And along the frame of the mirror in the first iteration of the picture, you can see fairly clearly what looks like a man with a receding hairline. Very pronounced cheekbone, his jaw, it almost appears like he's sitting maybe on a chair opposite the women. He would actually have to be sitting directly in front of the women to their left.
And he wants to play a game.
Yeah. I don't even, you know, it's bizarre. It is bizarre. He is very pronounced... And you know, it's one of those things where whenever you look at a picture that purports a ghost, you find yourself like really pulling over what it could be, what you think it is. You know, could it be patterns on a wall? Could it be something hanging on a chair or something? But really, it does just seem like someone sitting right in front of these two women.
I mean, honestly. Though, in the fact that they didn't notice it in the photo until they got home is quite intriguing as well.
Well, and I could see the focal point is, of course, the two women in the selfie. So, you know, this endless mirror reflection is also kind of neat, but it draws your eyes away from the oogity boogity there.
Right. Well, yeah, kind of like if y'all remember with the Fitzpatrick Hotel with those two mirrors in the big ballroom, and it creates kind of a vortex of sorts. Mm-hmm. That's essentially, I think, what we're kind of seeing here. And it could just be, it doesn't even have to be somebody who died in the Limp Mansion, honestly.
No.
It could very well be something that is just using all that energy from the two mirrors, creating that portal. It's bizarre Because it definitely looks humanoid, so I don't think it's like anything that would be like a non-human entity.
Right. Right.
It's just weird. Creepy.
I will say that it also is hard to determine whether he's wearing any clothes.
Yeah, it is.
It all seems like one tone. So he's either naked or barely materialized in the sense of we can't make out like the differentiation of like a white shirt or a dark shirt or
kind of looks like he's decaying too, which is bizarre.
That is something strange too, is that he is very gaunt.
Yeah. Like if you've ever seen the original Haunted Mansion with Eddie Murphy and like he's in the crypts with all the mummies essentially that come out of the crypts and they're like blah, blah, blah. That's what, in my opinion, that's what he reminds me of.
Could you do that again?
Alex Machado said, "Oh, well, at Ted Cruz."
What?
He looks like Ted Cruz.
Oh, no.
That poor ghost.
Yeah, right. Oh, God. In a weird way, yeah, you're right, Alex. You know, it's just creepy, though. And again, it's like, if it was somebody nearby, like, they would have probably been able to acknowledge it. Like, oh, you know, like, somebody could have been walking or something. But that just doesn't look like a normal person just hanging out in the Limp Mansion. You know, most people don't look like they're decaying and coming for Eddie Murphy out of the crypts. So, apparently, this just reminds me of all of the movie references, just this ghost. Freaky.
So what's the Limp Mansion?
Oh gosh. I tell you what, we'll do a deep dive on the Limp Mansion, but just so you know, Limp Mansion is a fantastically haunted complex with an underground tunnel and this incredible thing in St. Louis, Missouri, long history of murder, mayhem, family tragedy. It is, I spent the night there once in the early aughts, and it was very, very intense.
Ooh, yeah,
I want to say it might have property, part of its property is on Webster University. Like, you can actually, like, take the tunnel into
that's
the school.
Cool. That's cool.
Elsa is the Goosebumps mask.
Oh, no.
All right. Let's go ahead and move on to the third and final photo.
Dun, right. Da, da, da.
Okay.
Dun,
da, 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 and let me go ahead and get it up real quickly. All right. The post says, "I took this photo at the Juliet Gordon Lowe House in Savannah,
Boom.
Georgia."
Boom, I
it
say.
It is reported. There's a lot of Savannah photos on
there. Well, yeah, I'm sure there is. Oh, yeah. Our ghosts are hams.
It's true. It's true. All right. So, I took this photo at the Julia Gordon Lowe House in Savannah, Georgia. It is reported to have some ghosts. Some ghosts.
Some ghosts.
Is it now?
To say the least.
All right. So, here we go. Let me do
it. Let us know when you're ready for us to flip.
All right. Y'all ready?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Go ahead and swipe over.
Boop.
There you go.
Hold on. Oh. Whoa.
Oh, yeah. That's Nelly.
Oh, Nelly.
Oh, really? That's Nelly?
Yeah, she's the most common ghost in that house. So
real fast, tell you know, all the people listening what you're seeing, and then we'll talk about Nelly and stuff.
Okay, so quite arguably, what we're looking at is a reflection on the window, the lower left-hand window of, I think this might be the courtyard. I'm trying to think of where we are. Oh, no, it's the front. Yeah. It's the very front of the building.
Which I believe there's a couch up at
right,
the front.
Right, I was going to say.
Yeah.
It is the front of the Julia Gordon Lowe birthplace. The most sighted ghost of the property is Nellie Gordon, who is Julia Gordon Lowe's mother. Famously haunts the place, but in the most kind and genteel way possible. Just a kind of a loving figure who seems to really enjoy being in the house. And the reason why I'm so quick to say, oh, it's Nelly, is that it very much, this image that we're looking at very much resembles hundreds of pictures throughout the house that everyone has identified as Nellie in different places in the house. Mm-hmm. So what it looks like is a woman, and if you're looking at this picture, this woman would have to be somewhere in the 8 to 9 feet tall category because of where the window is placed and how where the floor would be in mm-hmm. this case, because she's in the upper panes of windows on the main floor of this beautiful home. Mm-hmm. The Julie Gordon Lower House is a beautiful house. But it does look like a woman just kind of austerely looking out. You could kind of see even like a collar to a dress.
Right.
It does look like, and again, easily arguable that what you're really seeing is a type of reflection coming off of the streetlight, which is interrupted by a post in front of it. So, you know, it's not like, oh, that is the most, you know, concrete ghost I've ever seen. However, given what house it is, given how many pictures there are out there of yep, Nellie around the house, yep. mm-hmm. you kind of get this idea, oh, you know what? That is exactly what people report. That is what they mm-hmm. say. And that is, you know, there's a lot of photographs of Nellie. Oftentimes, if you go around to the back of the house, you can take pictures up into the courtyard. And on the top floor is Nellie's bedroom. Mm-hmm. And you can actually, I'll never forget, I once had a ghost tour. I was leading a ghost tour. We were there talking. And somebody pointed to the window and was like, what is happening to this window? And the window was breathing. It was like pushing out and pushing in and pushing out and pushing in. And the way you first see it is it looked like the reflections were moving, like there was something weird going on in the leaves. But then the closer you look, the more you realize, no, it looks like the glass is being pushed.
Right. It's very interesting, and this looks like the house before it started getting some restoration done to it.
Yeah, the big restorations. Yeah.
And the restoration started in, what, like 2018 or something mm-hmm. like that? That would make a lot of sense. Nellie is very proud of her house, but she also does not like change.
No.
So this could have been at a time, you know, where she might have been more active. They could have been doing some stuff in the house, whatever it be. Nellie was a spitfire in life and in death.
Absolutely.
You know, if you aren't familiar with Nellie Gordon, she was a very well-educated woman, very well integrated into the community. She was very big into advocating for various things. She advocated for Chief Tomochichi's monument to be restored.
And she was from Chicago. Mm-hmm. So she was a Chicago native who came down to Savannah and married, you know, a Savannah magnate. And interestingly enough, General Sherman was good friends with Nellie Gordon. So he would visit them in the Julia Gordon Lowe house. My favorite story of the Julia Gordon Lowe, like when you're coming up with great stories, because there are lots of wonderful, amazing stories, good ghost stories too. But General Sherman came to the Gordon household, was having tea, and Julia Gordon Lowe, 6 years old at the time, climbs up in his lap and starts rubbing his head furiously. And, you know, Nellie, of course, the queen of propriety, is like, mm-hmm. you know, Daisy, what are you doing? And pulling her away. And Julia Gordon Lowe states that she was looking for horns, because everyone called General Sherman Old Devil Sherman. So she was, like, looking for his horns. I was like, that is a hilarious story.
That's also so classic of Julia Gordon Lowe when she was a child.
Rambunctious.
She also plucked the turkey,
that's
right?
That's right. She plucked a turkey. Well, she thought that she was killing the turkey with chloroform. So she, like, chloroformed the turkey because she thought it was less violent than chopping its head off. And then they plucked it and put it in the fridge or in the icebox. And the next morning, the turkey was still alive, just running around the house, you know, without any feathers.
Could you imagine that on Thanksgiving? the zombie turkey with no feathers that is like, ah, right. Where What happened to my feathers?
And for those who don't know, Julie Gorlow is the founder of the Girl Scouts.
Yes.
She created the Girl Scouts, and she was always this independent woman. She started a basketball league for women, like when she was a teenager, but they didn't have clothes, so they did it in their underwear, which of course was, you know, seven layers too. But they had to like play in absolute privacy because they were, you know, playing basketball in their underwear. No, she was amazing. Mm-hmm. Such an amazing character. And she was born on Halloween.
Yes, she was. And honestly, all of it makes sense because of who her mother was. She was definitely her mother's daughter. And
Was it Nellie Gordon who was Windful of Sails? Or was it Nellie's mother?
I think that might have been Nellie's mother.
So, fascinating story, too, was... I think you're right. I think it was Nellie's mother was basically kidnapped by Native Americans. But in their kidnapping of her when she was very young, they just took care of her. They just, they had her for a while. And because of her spirit and because of how strong-willed she was, they called her Sails Full of Wind. That was her native name. And they released her. They gave her back. Mm-hmm. But after a while of her living with them, and so the strong advocacy that Nellie had for Tomochichi is a direct line of how her mother viewed the Native American plight and how the history of the Native Americans were being kind of expunged from the history of America.
Exactly. But on the more paranormal side, when they do restoration or they do anything in that house, Nellie hates it. She does not like her house being touched. And so it was very common that anything they did in the house would take forever to get done because they would move furniture to come in to paint the next day. And when they came in, all of the furniture would be exactly where it should have been, right in their perfect spots where they had just moved it from. And, you know, that's a museum. It's going to have a lot of things in it.
Right.
So it was just things like that. Like Nellie was very adamant,
particular
if you will. And so you'd hear all these stories of being like, oh, Nellie did this, you know, now we gotta reset everything so we can continue. But
I just wanted to thank Trisha for the first photo. I wanted to thank Karen for the second photo of the face in the Limp Mansion. And then for the third photo, Miss Barbara.
Yes. Yeah, if you're ever in Savannah, it's a great house to go visit in general. I'm sure.
And it's a museum that gives daily tours. It's and you know, you take any ghost tour, it's going to walk you by the Gordon-Low House.
Absolutely. Well, and it's just a cool house in general.
And it is the international headquarters for the Girl Scouts.
Mm-hmm. And they always, during Girl Scout cookie season, sell Girl Scout cookies out front, which is just so convenient and lovely.
So convenient.
I love it. But anywho, thank y'all so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Also, if you have a ghost photo that you would like to send to us so that we can decipher it on this show, definitely send it in. Send it to ghostmail@hauntedcitypodcast.com. Or if you have a ghost story you would like us to read for our ghost mail segment, send it to ghostmail@hauntedcitypodcast.com. We love reading them. It's like one of our favorite things that we do because it's so much fun. And you guys always have the most insane stories.
Some incredible stories that come through. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, anywho, thank you guys again. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And look forward to the Ghost Brothers episode coming out on Tuesday. And with that, my name is Madison Timmons.
I'm Chris Soucy.
And stay spooky, y'all.